KRDO News Radio News on Demand starts now. Here is your host, Sheridan Fiddleman.
We start with new information on a shooting that left El Paso County Deputy Micah Flick dead and the lawsuit filed by a bystander who was hit in the crossfire. The lawyer for Thomas Venezuela now tells us his client is not looking for a big payday. A bullet left Venezuela paralyzed from the chest down. Now he's facing grueling medical bills. Last week, he said he intended to sue the city, but his attorney is now saying that is not exactly the case. Dr. Joseph Ramos tells us Venezuela had to file paperwork now to avoid missing a 180-day deadline to sue.
Article 24, Section 10 basically says that whenever a government entity is involved or may be involved in something, that if you don't file a notice of claim within 6 months, then any claims, no matter what you learn or find out or anything, are forever barred.
He also tells us that in cases like these, the investigations can stretch for months. We are waiting to learn the identity of a man whose body was found on the Santa Fe Trail yesterday. This is on Air Force Academy property in the area of Pine Drive and Stadium Boulevard. Investigators are calling it a suicide. The North Gate had to be closed for a short time during the investigation. We are told that the victim is not a cadet, but closer to middle age. Fountain Police need your help locating an at-risk woman. 38-year-old Cynthia Martinez was last seen on April 6 in Fountain. She's been diagnosed with paranoid schizophrenia. Martinez is described as having brown hair and brown eyes. If you know where this woman is, you are asked to call the police. The next phase of construction at Banning Lewis Ranch could soon move forward. This project has raised concerns from neighbors and even some of the Colorado Springs City Council. Later this month, the council will vote on a revised agreement for a 7,000-acre plot. Critics say it's a sweetheart deal for the developers. According to a financial impact study paid for by the city, the development stands to generate $49 million in tax revenue over the next 30 years. Now to the latest from our nation's capital. It looks like Steve Bannon is trying to sabotage the Russia investigation. The Washington Post is reporting that former White House strategist is pushing a plan that would have President Trump fire Rod Rosenstein. That move would effectively cease cooperation with Special Counsel Robert Mueller. This all comes after the FBI raided the home and office of the president's personal lawyer, Michael Cohen. It's believed that agents were looking into Cohen's personal finance for evidence of potential election violations. The president calls this raid unthinkable and an attack on our country. CIA Director Mike Pompeo faced Secretary of State confirmation hearing today. He is the president's nominee to step into the Secretary of State role vacated by Rex Tillerson. Transitioning between the two jobs would normally not be met with much resistance. But there are several major international challenges on the horizon, and Pompeo's experience does not directly correlate with them. President Trump must either change or pull out of the Iran nuclear deal by May 12th. He is also threatening strikes on Syria, and he must plan an unprecedented summit with Kim Jong-un. In other White House news, the president has ordered border states like Texas and California to send their National Guards to the border. After a week of silence, California's governor is now accepting the president's call. Governor Jerry Brown has agreed to deploy 400 National Guard troops to the border. The agreement laid out in a letter to the Department of Homeland Security that strikes a defiant tone. Quote, "This will not be a mission to build a new wall. It will not be a mission to round up women and children or detain people escaping violence and seeking a better life." Now to the latest from around the globe. A military strike on Syria may not come as soon as originally expected. This as the president's administration continues to debate how to respond to the suspected chemical attack.
We're having a number of meetings today. We'll see what happens.
No decisions yet on Syria, despite tweeting yesterday that missiles are coming. And according to the World Health Organization, an estimated 500 patients were presented to health facilities exhibiting signs and symptoms consistent with exposure to toxic chemicals.
I cannot tell you that we had evidence, even though we certainly had a lot of media and social media indicators that either chlorine or sarin were used.
Meanwhile, the Russians continue to deny an attack ever happened. Get news 24/7 at KRDOradio.com. For KRDO News Radio, I'm Sheridan Fiddleman.